And that's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot with you on another Thursday night show. Missionary Wolfgang with you, saying welcome one, welcome all to the Jumbo Braille program here on the Success Radio Network, the one and only program on the Success Radio Network that can be felt. Saying welcome one, welcome all, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear your prayer praises, prayer requests, especially for tonight, since we have once again Dr. Doug Quick with us again, and he's got another good, hot, meaty message for us again tonight. So who do we got with us, Sister Ruth?
Okay, we have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you. We have Sister Emily, Brother Quick, M's dad, and we have an extra phone number for Brother Quick. I don't know why they put a second one on here. And then we have somebody with a 616 number. I don't know the Mr. guest.
Okay, the 616, if you wish to talk and you got a prayer request, prayer quays, what have you, just press the number one, and we'll open your mic real quick before the message. But we'll first start off with Sister Emily. What do you got for us as far as prayer requests or what have you, Em?
Basically, for God to calm my jets.
Ooh. All right. right.
After the day I've had, God needs to calm my jets before I end up getting my tail in a hot, deep water.
Yeah, and we know what you mean, Em, because you talked to me about it, so we already know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think she needs a good hug.
All right. Anything else, Em?
Also for my mom to be able to cool hers, because she was pretty hot today, too.
Okay.
And for all the workers out there where she's at.
All right. And we'll just add to that nursing home workers in general, first responders, and those in the hospitals, that kind of thing. Amen. All
right. I just want to say something.
Go ahead, Ruth. Your turn.
Okay. The people that have the COVID right now, they have three different strains of it now, and they're saying different things, and I don't know half the stuff is true, but I think they're trying to get the spirit of fear in us, and we got to get the Word of God out in front of us and read it, because the Lord doesn't want us to be fearful. So we got to stick our heads right up and say, Lord, I'm with you, and you help me, and we'll make it. That's it.
Amen. All right. Did that other caller wish to speak, Ruth?
No, I think they're just a listener right now. Maybe they're checking it out. Maybe next time.
Okay. Well, with that then, Brother Quick, we're going to turn this into your hands. You can open us with a word of prayer over these prayer requests and give us a good meaty message tonight.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. It's just good to be back with you again this night. And then Brother Ken told me that I'll be gone for the next month, and I will miss that for sure. But this is the Christmas season, and Christmas is just a couple of days off, and so I'm going to be switching the message tonight to more fit the what's going to be taking place here in the next couple of days. All right, let's open with prayer, and because we need the Lord to help us in everything that we do, that's for sure. Our Father, thank you again for this time together. Thank you for those that have enabled for us to be on the radio like this, and we love you much for them. We love them for that. We're asking that you just continue to bless them and meet every need that they've got. Now, I couldn't understand everything that Miss Emily was saying, but you know all about it, Lord, and you're the one that has to understand all that, and you're the one that can take care of it all, and we're glad for that. So I'm asking that you just minister unto her and unto her mother, that you just keep her safe. And I think that she's got back home from the hospital where she was at, the home that she was in. And so I'm just asking you'd be with all of those workers in places like that, because people come and go so much, and it doesn't matter if they're sick or not. They're going to do whatever they want to do, and that's why this thing spreads so much across this nation. And so we're asking tonight that you just be with us, that you'd grant unto me that filling of your spirit and help me to be your mouthpiece. That's all I can be. That's all I want to be, just your mouthpiece. And I want to be able to say everything that you lay on my heart, because there's people that's listening to me that need to hear it. And so we're asking tonight that you just be with us in a special way, and we'll thank you for all that you do now. Be with those that work on the in the hospitals and the ambulances and every cop that we've got in this nation. We're asking you just keep your hand upon them also. So, Lord, we're just asking now you just be with us and work your sweet will in each of our hearts. And we'll thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight I want to call our attention to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. I want to look at one verse there. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6. That's where we will be for a good part of this night is right here in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9 and verse number 6. Isaiah wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and he was giving us things about the Lord Jesus some 800 years before Jesus was even born. And that can be amazing if you let it begin to amaze you, because it will become amazing to you. Because Isaiah was a man. He was a fit man. He was a man that walked with God. He was a man that preached the Word of God. And he was a man that heard the Word of God when God spoke to him. And what we're going to be looking at tonight is a verse of Scripture that's going to be giving us a good bit of information on Jesus himself. I want to read this verse to you now, Isaiah chapter 9, and verse number 6. And I want you to listen to me now. And listen to the Lord as we speak to you this night. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's the end of verse number 6. Let me read it to you one more time. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. This is a prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. A child is born. A son is given. What do you think is so much different about the birth of this child than any other child? Well, I'm glad that you asked me, because I'll be glad to tell you. This child was born of the Virgin. It didn't take a man. It took the Spirit of God and this woman. She was born, or this baby was born of a virgin. Listen to what the Word of God says. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel means God with us. Now there was a man in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew. His name was Joseph, and he was espoused to Mary, this virgin that was going to be having this baby. They were apart for just a little while. They were espoused. They were always together. But Mary heard that her cousin, Elizabeth, was going to have a baby, and Elizabeth had never had children. And so Mary had and took off and went to be with Elizabeth, and she was over there with her about 3 months. About the time that Elizabeth was going to have her baby, who was John, Mary came back home. And when she came back home, she was pregnant. And Joseph was a just man. He didn't want to mark her at all, because she'd been such a graceful woman. And we read these verses of Scripture in Matthew chapter number 1, and I want you to listen to this as I read this to you. Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He was going to divorce her. Listen to verse number 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Wow. Isn't that something? Oh, and then verse number 22. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised up from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. That's how it was that Mary was going to have this baby. It was virgin born. And God was the one that was under, had everything under control here. You see, this was Joseph and Mary. I just read these verses to you in Matthew chapter 1 about. Look at the responsibility given to this child. He was born a king. I can prove that to you because Matthew chapter number 2, there was a tribe of wise men that showed up. And listen to what takes place here. Matthew chapter number 2, verse number 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? There it is, ladies and gentlemen. This child was born the king of the Jews. And these wise men knew that. And they stopped off at this Herod, who was the Roman king over Israel at the time. And boy, I mean, he really got upset. And all of Jerusalem got upset on this. And then, you know, Herod called the wise men, the scribes and the Pharisees, and he said, Where is this baby going to be born? And they said, Well, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. That's where prophesied he's going to be born there. Not a one of these wise men, not a one of these scribes and Pharisees went down to check this birth. The king didn't even do that. The king instead privately called these wise men back and asked them precisely when this star had appeared, because they had followed a star over there. He was trying to find out exactly how old this baby was. And he found out from these wise men how old this baby was. And when the wise men got to Jesus, he was just about 2 years old. And God had everything under control. The wise men came. They gave three different gifts to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Lord spoke to them in a dream and told them, don't go back and tell that king anything. You go home a different way. And so they went home a different way. Why did they do that? Because King Herod was going to come down there. He knew exactly the time that the star had appeared, that they followed it over there. And he ended up killing all children from the age of 2 years and younger. He was trying to get rid of this king that had been born. Well, that's what he is. He was king when he was born. He still is king, by the way. Amen. You see, look at this responsibility given to this child. He's born a king. And Isaiah told us that in verse number 6. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Jesus is king. He reigns and toward those faithful, and he's going to reign toward those that are rebellious, and those who are faithful will see him at the judgment seat of Christ, where we will be rewarded for all that we have did for the Lord Jesus Christ while we were here on this earth. And those other ones, he's going to, those that are rebellious, those that are lost, he's going to find them at the great white throne judgment, where he's going to open up the books, and he's going to judge them out of their books, out of their works that they did. And as long as their name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, they will be thrown into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. You see, this baby, this child, is king. By the way, he still is king today. Look at these names that are given here in verse number 6. It says, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What about this word, this name, Counselor? He is wonderful in all of his actions. Just read throughout the New Testament. Take a check of all of his miracles. He was always wonderful in all of his miracles. Everyone that came to him with a need went away with that need being met. He was always wonderful in his actions. Well, he's wonderful not only in his actions, he's wonderful in his endurance. Look at all his sufferings. And Jesus suffered much. I mean, he suffered much in the time that he was here on this earth. And the sufferings that you will look at that Jesus went through, he never said the first word of meanness, the first word of judgment to anyone. He just let them beat him and beat him and beat him and beat him, because that's why he would have been brought here. That's why he had been born the king, because he came here to pay your sin debt and my sin debt. Well, you see, he's wonderful in his death. How could he be that? Because there was no sin, no corruption on him, none whatsoever. He died paying my sin debt. He died paying your sin debt. He died paying every man's sin debt. Because every man, every woman, every teenager needed to have somebody to stand in their place and die in their place. And that's what Jesus did. Well, you see, he was wonderful in his resurrection. Oh, by the way, he raised himself up from the dead. I'm not going to give you the scripture for that, but there is scripture to prove that, that's for sure. He's wonderful in his resurrection. He raised himself from the dead. He's wonderful in his ascension back to heaven. Why is that? Because when he ascended back to heaven, he opened heaven's door up for every born-again child of his here on this earth. Every sinner that's trusted Christ to save him, Jesus went back to heaven, and he opened up heaven's door so that you and I will have a way up there. Amen. Oh, and then he was a counselor. That's the next word. He's a counselor. This king was not just any counselor. He is the counselor. He is the fountain of all wisdom and all understanding. He is the mind that rules over all things with perfection. How can I say that? Well, James chapter 1, verse number 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him come to God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be done. He was a counselor. He said, you got a problem with some wisdom, you need to find something out, you come and see me. I'll help you out on that. He was a counselor. Oh, listen, he bears witness to everything through his eternal balance. He that looks for righteousness in everything and in everybody. Well, the next word, his name, is the Mighty God. The Mighty God. It is not enough to describe God in simple, childish terms, because Jesus is all God for all eternity. He's not just God the Son. He's not just God the Holy Ghost. He's not just God the Father. He's God, all three of them. He is God, all three of them. He is all God. This baby, this child that was born, is all God. Oh, listen to me now. Indeed, this king is the father of the world to come in heaven unto every born-again, saved by grace individual. He is our father in heaven. He's waiting to send his son to gather us out of this wicked world and take us back up home. Oh, listen. He's the everlasting Father. Indeed, this king shall be the father of this world to come. He is the king of this world, by the way, anyways. And then the Prince of Peace. Remember what the angels sung to the shepherds when Jesus was born? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. He came to give peace unto troubled people. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1 says this: therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whoa. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, Jesus is the reason for this season. Indeed, Jesus is the reason for the season. You can't get around that. Amen. Some people have agreed with me on that. Other people have just kind of grunted and turned away. They don't think that. Well, that's just too bad. That's their problem. Because Jesus indeed is the reason for this season. You see, it is through the King Jesus that all of mankind has been introduced to such wonders. All of his actions, all of his attitudes, and his opening heaven unto every sinner that will willingly repent of their sin and cry out to God for the salvation of their soul. It is through King Jesus that we all can learn how to repent of our sin and know real peace before God. Amen and amen. You see, it is King Jesus for sure, unto whom every knee shall bow. Hang on to this, ladies and gentlemen. Philippians chapter 2 says this: wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Did you hear what I read? Every knee should bow. Every knee that's in heaven, every knee that's on the earth, every knee that's under the earth. Oh, yes. Every person, every man, every woman, every teenager, every boy, every girl, the day is going to come when Jesus comes back and we're going to all bow before him. We're all going to proclaim who he is. Yes, we are, because the Word of God says that. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Maybe don't bow before the Lord now, but the day's going to come when you will. Every knee will bow. Every tongue shall confess. Oh, my goodness. Every tongue shall confess. What do you mean, every tongue? Every tongue in heaven, every tongue on the earth, every tongue in hell, every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord indeed. Amen and amen. Well, listen, you have not trusted Christ to save your soul, some of you. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You know, you could wait too long. Whenever you know that you're lost, whenever you know that there's no peace flooding your soul, why do you wait? Why is it that you will not come to Christ and plead with him to save your soul? Why is that? When King Jesus calls his born-again church home, if you're not one of them, you will indeed be left behind. And that's going to be it. You see, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16 and 17 says this: for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen to me. What's going to happen to all those who waited too long? You're not going to get in then. You see, the Word of God has some things to say about that too. What about every sinner that's a little bit about getting saved and then didn't? What about those who plan to trust Christ someday and that someday never got to them yet? What about that? What about those that wanted to trust Christ when they got a little older, but then they died before they got older? What about that? Oh, Matthew chapter number 7 has got some interesting words to say to us. Listen to this. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hold on now. Does not the word of God say, for those of us who call on the Lord, we shall be saved? Oh, yes, it does. But that takes coming from the heart, not coming from the head. When we find ourselves under conviction, under the convicting power of the Spirit of God, and then we cry out to God to save us, we're going to be saved then. It's those that trusted their church membership, you know, those that thought about, well, one of these days they'll get right with God. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But listen to this. He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Listen to this. Jesus will say, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, ye that work iniquity. Oh, we're talking about preachers. We're talking about Sunday school teachers. We're talking about some people that was doing the work of evangelism. They were doing the work of some missionary work, but they never trusted Christ. Jesus never got in their heart. They just got baptized, joined the church, and that's what they were riding on as far as their salvation. That's not what salvation is all about. Oh, listen. James chapter 1 and verse 22 begins like this. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Did you hear what God just said? He just said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. We have many that are deceiving themselves because they're not listening to the word of God. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Listen to this. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. But for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed indeed. He said, listen, do you know Christ as your personal Savior? And I know the answer will come back, yes, real fast. Okay, let me ask you another question. When you trusted Christ, do you remember when you trusted Christ? Most people will say, yes, I remember that. All right, what happened in your heart? And many, many people have looked at me and they have said, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about if you trusted Christ to save your soul, and you really trusted Christ to save your soul, and he saved your soul, you're going to find yourself busy doing the work of God somewhere, somehow, because you're not going to sit on the sideline any longer, because you will know that you trusted Christ. You'll know that you're on your way to heaven. You'll know all of that for sure. And you'll know it for sure. That's for sure. You're going to know it for sure. And when you know that for sure, then you're going to do something about it. Listen to this. I knew I could get that going. Amen. Listen to this. To be saved and on your way to heaven calls for a major change in your living. To be born again means you will live like you know you're going to heaven. You'll live a life pleasing unto God, not you. We may never meet in this life, but I'm praying that we shall be together forever in heaven. So why not now? Why won't you trust Christ to save your heart right now? If you're guilty of your sin and you know you're guilty of your sin and you want to get rid of that guilt, you're going to have to repent before God. You need to drop down to your knees and just confess to the Lord your sin. And before you get up, beg him to come by your way and save your soul. And you'll know when it really happens, because there'll be something changed in your heart right now. Our Father, thank you for these moments together tonight. Thank you for those that are here listening to me. I would plead with you that you'd speak to their heart, that you'd draw them on that place of salvation, that you'd help them to understand it takes more than just being baptized and joining the church. It takes more than that. It takes being born again. And to be born again means we're born into your family. Just like we were born into my dad's family, they're born into their dad's family. If we're going to be born again, we're going to have to be one that knows that we're saved and on our way to heaven. So, Lord, I would plead with you that you would help us this night to be honest with you, and help us this night to understand there needs to be a change in our hearts. If we're really going to trust you, there needs to be a change in our hearts. We know that because we've been through it, and we know all about what takes place like that. So, Lord, I'm asking now that you just minister according to your own sweet will and help each one of us tonight. And we'll thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, listen, if you trusted Christ to save your soul, I want you to drop Brother Ken a line, or give him a call on the telephone number that he gives you. Or if you want to write me a letter, that would be great. My address is 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, USA. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501, USA. I would love to hear from you. And if you got a prayer request, I wish you'd drop it to me so that I can be praying for you. That's for sure. And Ken will be right there to listen to you when you call, because he wants to hear you. That's for sure. And so I'm asking you, just listen to the Lord as he speaks to your heart. And don't put off trusting Christ. If he's been dealing with your heart tonight, this is the time that you need to stop and trust Christ right now. You need to stop and repent of your sin before him and plead with him to save your soul. You need to do that when he's dealing with your heart. And if he's dealing with your heart right now, this is the time to do business with God. So, Brother Ken, I want you to come in here and take over, because I have preached what the Lord has given me to preach. Jesus indeed is the reason for the season. Amen.
Amen, Brother Quick there, and that was a good message. And just for those out there listening, if you use email and, of course, would like to get a message to Brother Quick, you can send me your emails, and I'll forward them on to Brother Quick. The email address you'll use is feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king, like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, feelintouchking at gmail.com. In the subject line, just put question for Brother Quick, and that Quick is spelled Q-U-I-C-K, like you go do something real quick, because he is very quick, and we will get that response and question to him very quickly, and then just put it in the body of your message, the question, comment, or prayer request for him, and we will get that off to him. Also, if you wish to get in contact with us via phone, that number is 440-997-5303. Again, 440-997-5303. Amen. All right, and so we got a few people on the line here that may have some questions or comments. We got Brother Six there. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Great message, Brother Quick.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Being that we're in this pandemic still, I caught the show a little late, so if we can just say a prayer for the world, you know, with this pandemic keeping us all healthy, keeping us all strong, that would be greatly appreciated. Other than that, great message, and happy holidays from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello, all Greg.
Right. Hello.
All right, Em, do you have any questions or comments on the message tonight?
No, that was a very good message.
Amen. And like I said, it was good. I have to repeat that it was a good message. And he, the one point that he brought up that I had thought about before, but it kind of slipped through my mind each year, was the fact that he is talking about how the Pharisees and the wise men that went and were talking to Herod, they knew. They said, where's the king going to be born? And they said, Bethlehem of Judea, Bethlehem of Ephrata, and yet you didn't see them going down to Bethlehem to check things out. That was a pretty good point. I that one stuck with me. And kind of makes me think, how many of us, knowing where Christ is to be found at the church house, when the preachers tell the message and give you the message, this is where you could find Christ and how you could find him in your heart, but how many of us go to check it out? Amen. Okay, anyone else with a question or comment? All right. Well, with that, Brother Quick, you want to give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight.
All right, let's pray. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given for us to be together. And, Lord, I know that there's many that listen tonight that I'll never meet in this life. But if they know Christ as their Lord and Savior, we'll be together one day when we are raptured out of this wicked world. But Lord, this world in which we live is wicked, and there's a lot of things going on here that we don't have any control over, and this pandemic is one of those things. And I would plead with you for your hand to be upon your children, that you'd help us, that you just keep us safe from this pandemic. This thing is wicked. It's wild. And I would plead with you, you just keep your hand upon us and help us. Those days that we know we're not feeling real good, help us to stay put until we know we're feeling much better. That's the best way that I can figure to start killing this thing down. Anybody that's sick, if they just stay home until they get feeling better, it'll help a whole lot of people around. And so, Lord, I'm asking you just be with Brother Six Eyes, and thank you because he was here this night and gave that request. And I would ask that you just keep your hand upon him because he just happens to be a man that you've laid on my heart, and I love him. I've never seen him. One of these days we'll meet, I'm sure of that. I'm asking you just keep your hand upon him and bless him. And I pray for the expenses of this radio station, that you would meet those expenses and just help according to your own sweet will. Those that pray for us, it's one of our requests every day. Every prayer request, or every prayer warrior that we have, whatever need that they have that's outstanding, we would plead with you that you would meet it for them. And that's just the best way that I know of to just put everything together and keep right on going for you, is to love each other and to work together with each other and just keep right on praying for each other. So, Lord, I'm asking now you be with Brother Ken and his wife. They've been asking you for a bus to be able to get in and out for where the blind get together. And I'm asking that you just minister there, that you meet that need according to your own sweet will. And, Lord, we love you with all of our hearts, and we're just so glad that you love us with all of your heart. And we're just so glad there's never been a time when you've not loved us. There's never been a time when you've not been watching over us. There's never been a time when you've not been there to help us. And we're so indebted to you. We're just asking that you just help each one of us to walk faithfully before you, because that's where it's going to count, is walking faithfully before you. So you just be with us this night now, and I pray that you just keep your hand upon this radio station and upon these that work there and run it. And just I'm asking that you just help us, because it'll be about a month before we get back with them, and we're already feeling like we're missing them. And we're just glad that you put that in our hearts like that. So you be with us now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Also want to remind everybody of, as Brother Quick made mention of in his prayer, if you wish to give a contribution, a love gift here to the Six Eyes Radio Network to keep programs just like this one on the air, you got two options or ways of doing so. First off, for you PayPal users, you go to paypal.com and you enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. And then for you Cash App users, if you are a Cash App user, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And then in both cases, you enter in the dollar amount of your love gift, and no matter how big or small, is greatly appreciated. And we here, the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Amen. And then, Six, we're going to let you give the information on how people can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network with their phone, etc.
Yes. Once again, we want you to have the Six Eyes Radio Network when you need it. All you have to do is go on your phone, and on the section that says podcast, all you have to do is enter in the search Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O. And when you press that and press search, you'll see the Six Eyes Radio Network. And the first thing you'll see is Motivational Monday that starts off the week. And in the top right corner, press subscribe, and you can have all the Six Eyes Radio Networks. You can have Brother Quick on a Monday, not Thursday. And any shows that you want to listen to is right there on demand. So all you have to do, once again, is go to your podcast section on your phone, type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. In the top right corner, you'll have Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. And we thank you.
And then finally, as Brother Quick also made mention of, the next 4 weeks, the first three of which, we are going to be having a special, because it's on the 145th anniversary of the event, the Ashtabula Horror, better known as the Ashtabula Bridge Disaster, here in Ashtabula, Ohio, 1876 is when it occurred, where the great songwriter P.P. Bliss was killed in the great Ashtabula Bridge Disaster, the railroad bridge disaster. And so we're doing a special on that for the next 3 weeks. And then after that, we have guest coming in, Polka Blue, and we'll be checking with her on her abilities and things that she has going on. So you'll want to check out those next four Jumbo Braille programs. And then, of course, then we'll have Brother Quick coming back. So it isn't like we're kicking Brother Quick to the curb. We're just having a little break for him. And that way he could get us something really good and meaty when he comes back. And we're definitely looking for that. So, Brother Quick, just get us a good load of steak for when you come back. Get the refrigerated truck there loaded down with steak, and we'll be ready to eat a good meal. Amen. And so,
amen.
With that said, we are going to say God bless, good night. And Brother Six, if you have any closing comments, we'll let you close us out tonight.
Once again, like Brother Quick, Reverend Quick said, stay put. You know, it doesn't make any sense to go around your loved ones in this pandemic that we're in, and it doesn't make sense to just have one day of happiness and someone end up getting sick. So if you have a video phone and you can do FaceTime, please utilize that or a simple phone call, and just being together on the day Jesus Christ is born will be greatly appreciated. Like Reverend Quick said, stay put, and we want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Still in this pandemic with this Omicron, the Delta, and coronavirus, please continue to wash your hands, practice social distancing, and wear your mask. Thank you. Thank you. Did anybody hear that?